Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech execs, and this episode is about shutting up. And so I will now remain silent for the next 5 minutes. No, I'm joking. You need to shut up, not me. But before we get to that, I'm reminding you that my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, is now out. I've already seen pictures of people holding the actual physical book. Of course, I haven't gotten it yet. I'm guessing shipping it to Israel takes more time than it takes to ship it to Europe. But I'm waiting. Anyway, I'm so excited. The book is out. I'm hearing positive things from people. Thank you all for your support. And I'm reminding you that I have a bunch of amazing benefits for people who purchase several copies of the book. You can check all that out in the link in the show notes. So do it while the early bird period lasts. Now, about shutting up. Remaining silent is so hard, right? So many of us have this weird need to fill the silence. If people don't talk, we feel awkward and we start talking. We feel like we must say something. Anything in order for the silence to be cut. And while I don't actually understand why that is, I understand that that is increasingly problematic, especially as you move up the ranks, as you manage more people, as you want to learn and enable more empowerment to your people. Because if you've gotten accustomed to speaking up all the time, always talking when there's silence, you might actually be hurting yourself and the people around you. Not, you know, physically causing harm, but actually doing them harm when it comes to their growth, to their agency, and so forth. And why? First of all, let me be clear, sometimes you really are better off not talking. Just because you have enough confidence to speak up doesn't mean that whatever you have to say is the right solution, is the best one. It just might be that if you would shut up for 5 more seconds, someone else in the room will start talking and have a better idea. So sometimes, yeah, you should shut up merely because you shouldn't be speaking. But more than that, sometimes I'm sure that you know, or think you know, or with a high degree of certainty know that whatever you're about to say is the best thing to say, is the right thing, or is the right approach to something, and so on. And yet, whenever you speak up, especially in a room filled with people who are your subordinates, you end up stifling their voice. And now, this happens when you're talking one-on-one with someone and when you're in a conference call with a bunch of people. And that is because when you are senior to others, when you're an executive, people tend to defer to you. So once you've opened your mouth, once you've started talking, people find it harder to say something that doesn't go hand in hand with what you just said, or they just completely defer to you and mentally start treating it as if you've just taken over the conversation. And these can happen, again, in all sorts of meetings. If you have a conference call, and you're talking about ways to address an issue, it might be hard for people once you've spoken up first, once you've broken the silence and said whatever, you know, you blurted whatever came to mind first, people might feel like it's inappropriate or that they cannot say something that goes against that specific opinion. Now, this might be even harder for people to overcome when you're doing one-on-one calls. For example, let's say that you're having a good one-on-one with someone and you're talking about an issue like, I don't know, thinking about where that person wants to go in their future, in their career, or what would excite them to try next in the role and stuff like that. And then there's a natural silence as the other person is thinking. And then if instead of shutting up, what you do is blurt out whatever you already had thought about, you might now plant a seed or make it seem to them like that's your suggestion and that they have to agree with it, or that it's a take it or leave it. You're suggesting something and they have to take that suggestion or take nothing. And had you remained silent a bit more, you might have provided them with the time to think and voice something they haven't said to you before. And now, shutting up is hard. I know. We have this instinct and we have to find ways to incorporate better in our day-to-day. Personally, for example, I have a post-it note that says shut up next to my computer in my notebook, but that doesn't always work, and we need to find different ways of shutting up. First of all, there's the literal shutting up, just not talking. But what I find often easier for people I work with as I'm coaching them and helping them to shut up and actually defer to others is to make sure that rather than jumping to fill the silence with a solution, with an approach, if you have to talk, if you have to do something because you feel like you're stuck, rather than providing statements, try and provide questions. And I'm not talking about leading the witness kind of questions, but actual questions. What should we consider when it comes to this decision? Or what did you have in mind when asking the entire room? Those are ways of breaking the silence without actually putting your opinion into the discussion prematurely. And I think that that's very valuable and also a lot easier to do as you're starting to work on this muscle of keeping your mouth shut. And by doing that, you allow for probably dozens of cases weekly where people can take charge and talk more and voice their opinions, have greater agency, become more autonomous. By enabling them to talk, by deferring to others actively, you will create a culture that's more inclusive and that allows people to voice their opinions, take ownership of discussions, and become better as a whole. And also, they hopefully will learn how to collaborate without you doing the facilitation in those conversations, eventually allowing you to do other stuff and allowing them to be even more autonomous. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me. My email is in the show notes. If you haven't yet, I'm reminding you to subscribe to the best online newsletter for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. And of course, grab your copies of the Tech Exec operating system. Thank you, and talk to you soon.